are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Although, I don't know if you can really hear my show that well if you're driving down that super fast highway now. I guess that highway we were talking about a couple months ago finally opened in Texas, where the speed limit is 85 miles an hour. I guess that is a 41-mile stretch of State Highway 130. Opened this week, speed limit 85 miles an hour, which is the highest legal limit in the U.S. All right, they say the new stretch of the highway is part of a toll road also called the Pickle Parkway. Between Austin and San Antonio, it's aimed at relieving congestion that is typical on State Interstate 35, which is, I guess, the main road between the two cities. Now, there has been a lot of controversy, but the Texas Transportation Commission voted last summer to approve it. How much is the toll, by the way? I mean, I was just in New York, and the toll was $6.50 away. Weren't tolls a while back just $6.50 one way? If you want to go on the bridge, you pay the $6.50, but if you're coming back, you don't pay the toll because you only pay one way. We got hit with $6.50 twice. So trying to get in and out of the city, that's $13. That's a lot. That's a lot. But I know New York needs it because they got to keep their bridges up. I get that. I just kind of wonder what this toll would be. And I mean, is it worth the toll? If you could speed on it and avoid getting a speeding ticket. Although my thing is, if you're going 85 miles an hour, you're going to be going 90. And you're going to be going 95. I mean, I want to know, what is the cop limit? I'd love to hear from some of the troopers, state troopers. What would be their limit on when they would ticket you? If you're going 92, are they going to let that fly? Or, I mean, are they going to wait till you're 10 miles over the speed limit and about 96 miles an hour? That's crazy stuff. Now, safety experts have long linked speed with highway fatalities. They have criticized the change. They think there's going to be deadly accidents at that point. They say some roads, like in Utah, already have 80 miles an hour speed limits. You know, there's one I'm looking at right now, 80 miles during the day, 80 miles an hour during the day, 65 at night. See, my problem is the faster I go, the more animals I kill on the highway. You know, there was this one stretch of jackrabbits that we would always hit, unfortunately, from Arizona to L.A. back in the 80s. And it was horrible because that stretch of the road would have dead jackrabbits. And I hate that. But these jackrabbits, they freeze, you know, in the road when they see it, whether it's lights or not. And then you try to swerve, and then they decide to move, and you hit them anyway. And that's horrible. So my fear would be I'd be killing, you know, more roadkill. And I wouldn't want to do that. Okay, so for those of you on the road, be careful. I just want to make sure I wasn't screwed when I went to New York, spending $6.50 both ways, because that's a lot. Pay the toll. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you heard this week that Palm Beach County had a pretty big screw-up with their absentee ballots. Now, for some of you scratching your head, going, wait a second, what happened with them in the past? These were the guys that, remember back in 2000, those hanging chads, and the election had to be held up, you know, that old chad thing, and yeah, exactly. All right, that's them. So here we are now, 12 years later, a printing error on, from what I understand, 60,000 absentee ballots. Now, this printing error is such that if you filled out your absentee ballots, the computer can't read them. Now, the vote tabulation machines can't count the misaligned forms. I don't know who okayed the print. I really don't get it. So what they're going to do is, as these absentee ballots from, I guess, Palm Beach County gets mailed in, what they're going to do is they're going to rewrite them, I know, on a new ballot. So you're going to have, from what I understand, volunteers rewrite the vote. They're going to duplicate them or copying them onto ballots and then feed those into the machine. But if, I mean, we don't absentee vote in my state. I live in Nevada, so we can early vote. I mean, I'm sure you could absentee vote as well. So I early voted. I've never filled out an absentee vote. But from what I understand, those absentee votes can't be opened up till election day. So if they can't work on these absentee votes prior, we're going to probably have another delay in the election results unless Florida is such a landslide either way. Right? Okay. From what we understand here, the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Election, Susan Boucher, said work may have to go around the clock to finish it by the election. Oh, they may actually start prior. They may open up these absentee ballots. I want to know, though, who's going to be doing the copying? You see, this is my problem. The one thing we've learned from CNN this week, all right, and in previous weeks with these town hall groups, is undecided probably isn't really undecided. All right. I know they say, oh, we got these from the Gallup poll and these people. I saw the dirty looks these people were giving Romney during that town hall meeting. Please, undecided my foot. And think about it. You get to be on national TV and actually meet the president and meet presidential candidate Mitt Romney, even possibly take pictures if you are undecided, and we'll put you in this next town hall debate. I'm undecided. Use me. From what I understand, these people, they were pretty happy about getting to be a part of that debate, getting to be on TV. Although, like I said, I really don't understand the cameraman and his groin shots. That was pretty ill-timed. But, undecided my foot. And then in the last debate, we were watching the undecided stream that CNN had. Anytime President Obama said something, it was so positive, the response on the stream. Anytime Mitt Romney said something, it went down. Now, but I mean, so who is going to be copying our votes from that county? Who's going to do the copying? And is there going to be some sort of checks and balances where somebody isn't just picking the wrong little letter or little bubble? That is a complete cluster. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot of medical news and stories to get to, but I did want to get to a couple of your emails. Carla from, it looks like, Memphis. All right, Memphis, Tennessee, 28 years old. I've been overweight since I was a child. I recently lost 65 pounds, but now my body looks weird. I'm not comfortable in my skin. It's to the point that I avoid mirrors. The biggest part of my body is my belly. There's so much skin and fat that I don't have a belly button. I am currently attending beauty school. How can I make a customer look and feel beautiful when I feel like crap? I need your help to help get an abdominoplasty. All right. The reason why I brought this up is many of you have actually had the lab band, or you've had the gastric sleeve, or you've dieted and you lose the weight and you're still unhappy with your body. Now, many women who did, I guess, sustain abdominal fat and then lose it, you do have the extra skin. Now, many times not all the fat is still gone, but there is a surgery, abdominoplasty, that we do, that we can do, where we basically kind of rearrange the belly button and take off the extra skin and tighten things. And a lot of ladies are pretty happy with it. I think it costs close to 10 grand in most cities, but it's something that many of us consider. If you just lost the weight and you lost 65 pounds, I would probably hold off. I would probably hold off doing any abdominoplasty until after you've had your children. It really doesn't make sense to get that done and then you get pregnant. I've seen many women, they're in their 20s, they get the surgery done, and then all of a sudden they get pregnant. Same thing with breast implants. you know, or breast lifts, etc. And the pregnancy will completely destroy whatever cosmetic surgery you had, obviously. So I would wait. But this is the thing. Many of us, you know, we were talking about body dysmorphic disorder in the previous hour because there's a gentleman who was born with testicles that didn't match. He had cryptocortism where one testicle didn't reduce when he was a fetus. So the testicle remained high up. We either take that testicle out or we surgically reduce it because otherwise it could cause cancer. So this gentleman, 45 years old, is having just had surgery to correct the testicle size. One was very small, one was very big, and they used a chin implant. They used what we use for chins and face to puff them up a little bit more with silicone. They used that with the testicle. Sounds like he's happy. Good sex drive. Everything's great. But they had diagnosed him with body dysmorphic disorder. Now, many of you have asked me about that because you think your daughters, you think your granddaughters or sons have that issue. They think they're too fat. They think they need to get cosmetic surgery, etc. And people aren't happy with their body. I usually reserve body dysmorphic disorder for somebody who just looks phenomenal. There is nothing wrong with them. Nothing physically wrong. Breasts are equal. Testicles are equal. No body fat that I could see. And these people still think something's wrong. And they still think they have to fix something and fix something. And they will see every crevice, wrinkle, crack, bulge that the average human person wouldn't. To me, that's body dysmorphic disorder. Somebody who lost a lot of weight and has extra skin that's sagging, or somebody that has, you know, testicles of different sizes, I wouldn't really call that body dysmorphic disorder. You have actually a legitimate complaint, and you want to get that fixed. Now, we use that term because somebody may have depression from that. You know, I don't like the way I look. I can't get it fixed because of money, or there's no real medical technology to fix something like this. And, you know, they get upset. But you know, I still don't know if I would actually call that body dysmorphic disorder, but they use that term interchangeably. Many of you, once you lose the weight, you still don't like your body. Your body has progressed faster than your mind has. And, you know, yet what's amazing is you have women who are obese, and they think they look sexy. I was listening to one of the old Chris Rock stand-ups, you know, and Chris Rock was talking about, you know, women that are overweight, that you know, their feet are falling out of their pump. They're like, they don't care how they look. They feel they are sexy. And you want to know what? People with that attitude, they are. They are. There are a lot of big women out there, big men. They're like, I am sexy and I know it. And if they feel sexy, they're going to be sexier. I think that's great. I'm sexy and I know it. So, you know, a lot of it is still psychological. You know, you lose the weight, you think you're flabby a little bit, but I just would not recommend abdominoplasty unless you're done having kids. You're completely done. And abdominoplasty is still kind of huge. You know, sometimes there's little liposuction things you could do to take some of the fat away from the tummy. There's certain tightening procedures they could do. So I would sit down with the plastic surgeon. Most plastic surgeons have a free consult. So, you know, they will discuss with you what options they have. And if you say, look, I don't think I could really handle the $9,500 surgery, why do I know so much about the price of an abdominoplasty? I investigated. I wasn't going to do it, though. You know, if I can't come up with $9,500, what else can we do for this type of cosmetic look? I lost the weight. I don't want to regret the weight. Now, most skin, though, should be fairly compliant. With the 65-pound weight loss, you shouldn't be that saggy. Where we really see the sagginess is the multiple, you know, 100 pounds, losing 100 or 200 pounds, you know, from having a lap band. And remember, get it done. Don't not lose the weight because you're worried about the sagginess. You know, I know women that get their arms done. You know, one mistake I made, and I'll tell you about the arms. One mistake I made is I was teaching weightlifting. You know, one of the things I would do is I was teaching weightlifting to kids when I was a teenager. And I bulked up pretty well. I could bench press pretty good. Definitely bench press over my weight. And I was pretty strong. The problem is I built up a lot of muscle in the arms. I didn't realize that if you don't keep that muscle up, then when the muscle goes down, you have a little bit of flabby skin. Now, I think I could still hide it pretty well. And I don't really want to bulk up like I did in high school. I really don't think it looked that feminine. And it sure doesn't look good on TV. So I'm not doing that. But I know a lot of women will actually have the skin taken off from their, you know, turkey arms. and tighten. The problem is the scar is hideous. You have this big, huge, linear scar, you know, along your whole arm, upper arm. But, I mean, there's things they could do for everything, honestly. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And by the way, if you want to send us an email, just go to my website at drdahlia.com. If you want to call in with a question, you can do so on our answer line, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and we'll play it during the next live show. Derek writes, Doctor, for 2 years now, I've been unable to consume a single food or beverage without erupting in burning, swelling, rashing, drying skin over the whole body. He says, I've seen over 50 doctors and specialists, still unable to offer a diagnosis or effective treatment. Over-the-counter medicines have failed to help at all. Countless hospitals appears hopeless. Where else should I turn? That's weird. I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard of every time you eat, this happens. I mean, you would think that allergy testing would be able to pick up what it is. Is it a peanut allergy? Is it, so, you know, Derek, if you haven't had thorough allergy testing done, and some of you think you've had allergy testing done because the doctor did a blood test, I don't think the blood test is good enough. I think you actually need the test where they do the patch testing on your back. If you're having a skin eruption, then I would recommend patch testing from the allergist. I mean, I'm assuming if you've seen 50 doctors, one of them was an allergist, but I would definitely recommend, you know, the patch test where they put everything in their mother, basically inject it in a small form in your back. They label them, and then whatever you, you know, welt with, I know it sounds fun, after a few days is what they could tell you're allergic to. The problem with the blood tests is I've had people allergic to shrimp. I've had people allergic to peanuts. But when we do their blood tests to look for other food allergies, they're normal for peanuts and shrimp. And you're like, wait, okay, that doesn't make sense. So unfortunately, I can't say that the blood test is completely specific, okay, or sensitive. However, some people also, they think they're allergic to something and they're intolerant, just to go as a quick aside. All right, many of us, we can't eat certain foods because it makes us feel sick or we have gas or whatnot. And if that's the case, that's an intolerance. And you'll pass the allergy test perfectly because you're not truly allergic. You don't get this histamine response. You don't get this antibody response. You just have trouble digesting it. And you'll say, oh, I'm allergic to certain foods. Well, you're using the term allergy to remind people that you need to stay away from it, but it's not really a true allergy. So to do allergy testing, like there's an allergist I work with, Dr. Tatori in town. He's also an immunologist. Somebody like that, I usually recommend for my patients that have these odd type of presentations. Also, make sure you get a thyroid test. Make sure you get a parathyroid test. Sometimes parathyroids could cause flushing disorders and urine metanephrines. There is a rare condition, a carcinoid tumor, usually benign, but it gives off metanephrines that could cause flushing. It may not be that you're allergic to a food. It may just be when you eat, it stimulates a nerve, and that's what causes you to go into this reaction. So I'm also a huge fan of Mayo Clinic at UCLA and a whole variety of teaching hospitals, because sometimes a case like this is what they're actually studying, and we don't know about it because we don't see it in our communities. All right, Derek, good luck with that and keep us posted. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to find us at the Dr. Dolly Show on Facebook. I love seeing the new connects, being able to connect with you all, answer your questions, and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Now, aspirin is in the news again. And this study has to do with aspirin and colon cancer survival. Now, you know, aspirin has been in the news, and I remember my father decades ago saying he's taking aspirin to prevent colon cancer. And unfortunately, he died of a heart attack before he could ever be diagnosed with colon cancer, which was very heavy in his family at the time. But the study came out today saying, all right, aspirin could work, but you have to have the right genes for this to work, okay? So if you have the right mutation of that gene, They say those who regularly took aspirin lived longer than those who didn't. 5 years after their colon cancers were diagnosed, 97% of the aspirin users were still alive versus 70% of those not taking the drug. They said people who did not have this gene mutation, aspirin did nothing. Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. If something's going to work for you, you got to have the genes that make it work, right? All right. Now, it doesn't say that aspirin needs to be used then for everybody. It doesn't say aspirin truly helped people survive colon cancer. It's just, again, one of these causal relationships. However, you know, it is a pretty significant finding that 97% of the aspirin users were still alive 5 years later. That is pretty cool. Now, we know cancers of colon and the rectum are a huge cause of cancer death worldwide, worldwide on the rise. Even though lung cancer is still number one in America, colon cancer is on the rise. I mean, when I was in school, it was, gosh, I think it was down to number four, and I believe now it's at number two. About 140,000 new cases and 51 deaths are expected in the U.S. alone each year. So if aspirin does help fight cancer, and it's, you know, it's you know, a certain group of people that have it, all right, well, it'd be nice to figure out who. Now, they say it's a simple gene test that they believe they could figure this out. The gene P1K3CA, PIK3CA, that is involved in a key pathway that fuels cancer growth and spread. They say aspirin seems to blunt that pathway, so scientists decide to look at its use in relation to the gene. They say those whose tumors had a mutation in that gene, regular aspirin use cut the risk of dying from colon cancer. So, you know, I mean, is this a blood test you could go run and get now? I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. But if this is something that they could perfect, I mean, see, this is what would save money. This is what I don't understand with these studies and with, you know, government agencies and these health agencies. I really don't get where something could possibly work. And if aspirin really is that preventable, okay, in terms of colon cancer, it really can't stop a cancerous pathway. I know many people really disbelieved, really, aspirin can prevent colon cancer. I thought colon cancer was caused by your nitrates and your nitrites in your food and not eating enough fiber and genes. Well, yeah, yeah. But if there's something that you could take that prevents the cells from turning cancerous, it is plausible. Now, it would save money if they figured out which people could benefit from aspirin. You put them on aspirin, and it could be an adjunct to your therapy, to your cancer therapy. I think that's brilliant. But no, if taking the genetic test is too expensive, they're not going to recommend it. And, you know, it just really frustrates me. It just does. Okay, now, another thing that is extremely frustrating that we talked about in the news is many of us who have been diagnosed with vitamin D deficiency. Remember the last couple of years, that's been the biggest in vogue thing, to get your vitamin D test, pay for it, find out you're low. 95% of my patients have been low in vitamin D. And I've been just really frustrated with that because even people that do get some sun have been low in vitamin D. And I don't know what more to tell these people to do. If I can't tell them to go out into the sun, I've been telling them to pop pills, pop the vitamin D supplements. And I always get nervous about that. I just feel like, you know, God made you and gave you everything you need to survive. I couldn't stand the fact that 95% of my patients, if I ran a vitamin D test, was considered low per the lab value, and you had to take a supplement to prevent heart disease, cancer, etc. Well, apparently a new study came out saying that 30 nanogram per milliliter cutoff that most labs use is too high. The Institute of Medicine guidelines say, honestly, a minimum level of 20 nanograms per milliliter is sufficient. Now, many of you listening have been in the 25 range, the 29 range, and your doctors have told you that's way too low and started you on supplementation. With this, maybe you didn't need the supplementation in the first place. Now, not all doctors and experts agree with this. They want more clinical trials, etc. But you see, this is one of those studies where even though there's not a lot to back it up, it just makes some sense to me. I mean, how do you have a practice population where 95% of them are abnormal? You don't have that. You usually have norms, and then you have outliers. But in my practice, the norm is being low. This doesn't surprise me. And when people are low, where are they? They're usually in the 20s range. You know, one of my truckers, he's like, Dahlia, I get sun. I purposely let my arm get the sun from the left window, or my left arm. I get sun. You're telling me I'm low in vitamin D? I go, yeah, your blood test showed you're low. And then for some of you really low, according to today's standards, like 19, remember the cutoff with this new guideline would be 20, I've been sending you to endocrinologists. I've been running parathyroid tests to figure out why you could be so drastically low on vitamin D. And you weren't that drastically low to begin with because the guideline was too high. That ticks me off. Now, there will be more studies on this, but I don't think we have to panic as much. Now, remember, low vitamin D has been associated with cardiovascular issues, cancer, autoimmune diseases, can make you more at risk for infection. And we know that low vitamin D, low vitamin D can, you know, cause a condition, rickets. Rickets is on the rise where you get weak bones. We see this now more so in Europe. These kids that just aren't getting any sun. I still think people need sun. We just, in the medical community, can't recommend a safe amount so you don't get melanoma. But, I would talk to your doctor because, you know, some of you are on 50,000 units of vitamin D a week. There's been such a surge for us to put everybody on vitamin D. And if the lab level is too high, I think that's a little ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study is saying that women that take hormone replacement therapy, this is interesting, now we're getting all these positive studies on hormone replacement therapy, say if you took hormone replacement therapy within 5 years of menopause, you were 30% less likely to develop Alzheimer's. So now they're saying hormone replacement therapy, despite the Women's Health Initiative and heart risks and breast cancer risks, etc., now we're saying it could slow down Alzheimer's, maybe prevent it. That is interesting. But there's a window of time you need to be on the hormone replacement therapy postmenopausal. So if you start going to menopause 49, 50, that would be the first 5 years up to 55. Now, these hormone replacements don't prevent you from aging, but I could tell when a woman's on hormone therapy. I could tell right away. I could tell in her skin. I could tell the way she walks. I could just tell you, dude, you look younger. You know, I could tell when a person's off the therapy or not. I mean, you age pretty quickly after menopause. But some of us can't handle the estrogen. We're more prone to heart disease. We're more prone to breast cancer if we have an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. But this is a very interesting study saying that use of hormone replacement within that first 5 years of menopause could promote a 30% less risk of acquiring Alzheimer's. Boy, I worded that beautifully. So pretty interesting stuff. Well, probably go into a little bit more detail next hour, but we'll move on and get some more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. We are going to Alaska next June. Don't forget to go to my website at drdahlia.com. It is a beautiful trip. We always have a lot of fun, get to hang out. Plus, you get some alone time, of course, because it's a phenomenal vacation. So please check that out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. All right, this was a very interesting story that came out from Coupon Cabin, where 26% of United States adults have actually used a coupon on the first date. We started to talk about this in the previous hour, and I didn't get to all these numbers. So what we're saying is you're taking somebody out on a first date, and you're pulling out a coupon. A quarter of you are doing that on the first date. I say, hell yeah, I think it's great. Honestly, we need to save money, and it is expensive to go out. It's crazy expensive. I mean, like, one of my favorite places to go is, like, Outback. But, I mean, we could only do that maybe once a month. I mean, because you're easily up at $30 a person. You know, and that's Outback. We aren't talking about like a fancy schmancy place. Then you could be easily looking at $150 a person plus a movie, plus drinks at a movie. I mean, it's very hard on a date to say, babe, sneak in water and candy in your purse. Even though if I were a man, I would have no problem telling my date to do that, honestly. I don't know how you men still in this day and age shell out the bucks you have to for a first date. Well, Coupon Cabin survey reveals that more than a quarter of adults report they have used a coupon on the first date. This is up from 18% last year. Now, I'm getting this from the BrevardTimes.com. They say more than a quarter say they would have a positive reaction to their date using a coupon to help pay for the date. So when they ask the other side, this survey was conducted online by Harris Interactive on behalf of CouponCabin.com. This apparently occurred back in September where they did the survey looking at 2,300 U.S. adults age 18 or older. So not that small a panel of people. And they say your being thrifty and frugal by using a coupon isn't as much of a turnoff. They say 73% said that if their date used the coupon, they would stay on the date and possibly go out with them again. 12% would not stay on the date, either not say anything, or no, 12% that still stay on the date. They wouldn't walk out, but they wouldn't say anything and probably not go out with them again if somebody used a coupon. 3% would say something to their date like, really? Really? A coupon, really? And would probably tell them they're offended, and 1% would walk out right then and there. Okay, you probably wouldn't want to date that 1%. Now, because of the economy, they say dating coupon use has risen. 49% of adults said they are more likely to use a coupon on a date due to the current economic situation. Amen. Honestly, you have a coupon, use it. Well, also, you know, keep in mind, prices go up because there are coupons. I'm at the point now where I will always Google coupon code. Whenever I purchase something online, I just Google it. And it blows my mind how many coupons are out there. You know, many of us, we don't get the newspaper anymore. So we don't get these coupons, or we don't go through our mail. Everything is online. So you have no idea that there's coupons when you get them. 2-for-1, etc. You know, in fact, I just thought of that. We're taking my little boy out for his birthday tonight because I'm going to be out of town in Kansas City this weekend talking at a trucker convention, the trucker social media online convention. I cannot wait. I'm going to be meeting many of you there this weekend, so that's going to be great. Don't forget to hunt me down. Find me because I definitely want to say hi and talk. I should probably look up. Where are we taking him for his birthday? Denny's? I don't know. We'll find something. I should do that. I should look that up, coupon code. But why not? Now, you know, what do you do if you have somebody who says, wait a second, this isn't cool? I could understand how on a date, you know, having a newspaper clipping could look a little uncool. I get that. You know, because your first date, you need to be wined and dined, supposedly. But I got to admit, this has really got to be unfair to the person, and it's usually the man, you know, having to shell out the bucks. It's a lot. And that's just for one date. You know, I complained to my husband if we got to take him out for his birthday. They say the majority of adults shared that using a coupon on a date is acceptable. They also revealed that the following dating circumstances they found acceptable for coupon use. Anytime, they say saving money is smart. 72% said use it anytime. 37% use it when you're married. 31% say use it when you're a student. 4% say never, ever, 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 ever use a coupon on a date. Now, if you are having trouble paying, of course, they did encourage you to not poorly tip. If we are in the middle of a recession, having difficulty with money, don't poorly tip. Now, having waited tables myself, I agree with that. The only problem I'm having is tips are going up. to now 25%. Remember we had that article where in New York, 25 to 28% is now the tip rate? Okay, that's kind of ridiculous. You know, and now it's starting to get to the point that I usually tip 20%. And I'm pretty comfortable with it. And I mean, if they go really out of their way above and beyond, that's fine. But the fact that when you order a soda, it's $3.50. Right? When you order a sandwich, now you can't even get out of a restaurant without a sandwich being not, even Denny's, isn't it like $9.95 for a sandwich? At that point, you're like, wait a second, aren't the costs of the food going up to help pay for labor? It doesn't. Now, we know that because many of us have worked in restaurants, so we know that if a restaurant raises their prices, the staff isn't benefiting from it. But it stinks because you're now paying for extra food, and now you also have to pay higher tip. And what do people do? We're like, you know what? I can make my own sandwich. Thank you. I can bring my own food. You know what? I'd like to tip you less, but let me just go up to the counter, grab the food. I see the number two lit up. I know we're number two. You're number two. Let me go get the food. Save money. It just doesn't work that way. And actually, when I waited tables, you didn't even get minimum wage. You got like a buck something an hour, and then you lived on your tips. So, you know, people that work in the service industry, they really get hit. I mean, I know you think they're, you know, raking in the bucks because of the tips, but that's how they make a living. But I do agree with you. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting too expensive to eat out. And then on top of that, starting to go towards a 25%, 28% tip. That's ridiculous. That means for you to get that $9.95 sandwich, you have to pay that person $3 to give it to you, to take the order and give it to you and then help bust the table and tip the busser. So it is getting a little ridiculous. Things are going to have to go backwards. You know, I grew up in Vegas in the 80s when you would have $3.99 dinners, $2.99 lunch, $1.99 breakfast, right? And, you know, it was very inexpensive. In fact, it was even cheaper to go out to feed the family. I remember my parents talking about groceries going up, et cetera, and they were able to take us to a buffet. Of course, it had to combine lunch and dinner at the same time and save money. And Vegas, you know, started to turn more into a resort town. We got some beautiful fancy schmancy hotels, but to go out to eat on the strip in Vegas all of a sudden just skyrocketed to the point to where it's really, I mean, I guess you need a business account. And I went to a hotel that I used to go to with the 80s, and we had a little business meeting, and I decided, you know what, we'll take them to lunch. You know, how expensive could lunch be at the Sahara, right? And that's where we met. And by the time we got done, I was like, are you kidding me? Because I remember being cheap in the 80s. And so, you know, things have just, I think, gone way overboard with price. So back to this whole coupon dating thing, I think it's a great idea. Now, another thing I usually do, like if I want to take somebody out to dinner, is I don't usually pay in front of the person. What I will do is I will grab the food server, give them my card, my gift certificate, etc. I usually don't have coupons for restaurants. I really don't get where you find those. Like I said, I'll Google it later today. But that's a way to do it so you don't look like. But, I'm usually honest. So if I take somebody to dinner, I go, please let me pay. I got a gift certificate. And, I'm not going to hide it. You know, everybody knows I'm cheap. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Don't go away. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.